Hey friends, happy Friday. Trisha having a really good day. Today is Friday, October the 7th, and Jesus is Lord. Hey, in a moment, I want to share just some perspective on the wisdom of God, wisdom versus miracles. Which one do you prefer? A few housekeeping things, as usual. If you're new to the YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button down there and check out, there's lots of great things in the links below. Probably the easiest way of keeping in touch with me and my ministry is our weekly email news, where I send updates, videos, audios, lots of things. I'm also sure about books I'm reading, what I'm kind of working on, what I'm struggling with. Lots of different things there. So sign up there and you also get a free 3-hour teaching on living from the secret place. Really great teaching. I did in a conference many, many years ago. So what else can I share? Today is Friday. Repeat, Graham. I have an evening off this evening, which is nice, and I'm still recovering from jet lag. Actually, I flew over from the UK to the UK on Tuesday, and I'm still on US time, and it feels like I'm going to bed at 4 in the morning and getting up at 12 noon. You need to know this, right? So, what else is going on? Hey, I'm going to be in Manchester and Liverpool this weekend, and London on Monday. So busy weekend of travel coming up, but I'm really looking forward to it. Good. What else can I share? Hey, in the US, Linda Halpert's going to be speaking at Sturbridge Worship Center and New England Fellowship. Busy day for Linda. This coming Sunday as well. Later in the month in the US, we've got a healing conference coming up on October 29th. I have a conference on faith, the Believers Conference, coming up in Ireland on, I need to remember this date. I believe it is November the 11th, 12th, and 13th, 3-day conference in the city of Newry, Ireland on faith. So that's enough announcements. Check out the links below. Hey, let me share a quick thought with you today. I was thinking about the wisdom of God. I know it's funny being back in the UK because I actually left the UK in 1992, a long time ago. So literally I left the UK 30 years ago. I've never once lived in the UK for the last 30 years. And yet I'm British, I know I am. I'm American, but I'm an Anglo-American. We're a small demographic with a cute accent, and that's a joke. So I was just thinking though, and remembering actually churches I preached in here when I used to live here. My ministry was based probably about 8 miles from where I am right now, back in the 80s. And here's where I'm going with this. I remember in the 80s, I was really into miracles. I love miracles. And, you know, I love the power of miracles. I remember as a young man reading books like T.L. Osborne, The History of T.L. and Daisy. T.L. Osborne talking about how he tried to convert the heathen in India, so to speak, to Christ and couldn't do it and came back as a failure. Then God gave him the key, miracles. And I love miracles. And I would always get excited about miracles. I still do. And yet, I think the older I've got, I've been on more of a journey where I'm shifting from, I still love miracles, but I love miracles for other people rather than for myself. And I think I don't want to need miracles. Here's a little secret. If you're going to need a miracle, you're going to need a crisis. And I've got all these great testimonies, and they're good, and they're true, and they're wonderful about God putting gas in my car supernaturally and running out of food and, you know, different things like that. And yet, you know, I once went on a journey, like for a conference with no money whatsoever, and I'm standing in the queue in the hotel and, you know, to pay, and the queue's getting nearer and nearer. I've got no money, and then suddenly this guy rushes up and, can I pay for you? Those make really great stories. Can I share a little secret, though? It's a horrible way to live. My point is that it's good to have your faith tested and you get a testimony. Some people have the monies and tests, but not the testimonies. It's an old one. I think though there's something better than that, and that's by living by the wisdom of God. And here's what I mean. The Lord knows what will happen in the future. So the Lord knows about the 7 years of plenty, the 7 years of famine. I was just literally watching a news report last night about interest rates here, and about 2 years ago the Lord told me to get completely out of debt to pay my mortgage off. And I'm kind of going, well, I'll get a tax break from this and that. And it's like, no, get rid of it. I want you to be completely debt-free. And my point is, God knows what's happening in the future. Wisdom is all about perspective. Wisdom is one reason, without knocking any younger person, one reason younger people often lack wisdom. It's not that they're lacking intelligence, they lack wisdom. It's that they lack perspective. You know, if you get somebody, let's say, who's 17 or 18, you guys rock, you're awesome. But you've only effectively been even a near adult for 1, 2, 3 years. So you tend to see things much more through the eye of a child. That's true. That's certainly true of me. And wisdom gives us perspective. The person in the universe with ultimate perspective is God. So the person with ultimate wisdom is God. The Bible says by wisdom, God founded the heavens and the earth. By wisdom, God does everything that he does. There's a little verse I was reading today in Luke 11:49. I actually like it from the King James. It's talking about the, you know, I sent the prophets and I sent this person and that person. And in Luke 11:49, it says, "Then said the wisdom of God." Then said the wisdom. It's like God's wisdom weighed in. And I believe the wisdom of God is saying things to you and I today. Solomon put it this way in Proverbs. He says, wisdom cries aloud. Wisdom's available. Wisdom is not found on a Tibetan mountain in a little shack in an old man. Wisdom is in the Word of God. Wisdom cries aloud. I was walking through the streets of Liverpool today in the rain, and you know, there were Jehovah's Witnesses like huddled in a corner, miserable, and then there was some lovely fiery young lady with a loudspeaker preaching the gospel. Wisdom cries aloud. So here's my encouragement for you today. What wisdom do you need? What part of the wisdom of God do you need to access for your life? Are you actually asking God for his wisdom for tomorrow? James says in James 1, I'll finish with this, but he says, count it all joy when you go through various temptations, testings, trials. You crazy, James? Count it joy when I go through trial? Then he says, knowing this, the trying of your faith works patience. That's what we talked about earlier. And then he says, if any of you lack wisdom, James 1, let him ask of God who gives liberally and upbraids not. So anytime you come to God and say, I need wisdom, God won't say, you poor fool, why do you? He's like, yeah, good call. Great call. Wonderful, wonderful call. I'll give of my wisdom. So pursue the wisdom of God. Ask the wisdom of God. I love getting around people who know things I don't and saying, I want to learn from you. I want to sit at your feet. I don't mean I'm inferior to you. I did that years ago financially. I would get around people who've charismatic, who have got an anointing for money. Well, maybe. Or possibly they've just been in that world a long time and have learned things, how, what to do, what not to do. And I love getting around other people. If you know something I don't know, I want to pull on your wisdom. And God knows things you and I do not know. And you know, we've all heard it before, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. And yet I see Christians doing that all the time. So let's pull on the wisdom of God today. Boom. Hope that's a help to you, because it is to me. Hey, again, hit that subscribe button if you're on our YouTube channel. Check out the links below. And let me know if I can pray for you. Really would. Do love it if you drop me a comment, say hello. I promise you I'll get right back to you, be praying for you and speaking life and blessing over you. Do sign up if you haven't done that for our email newsletter. Should be going out later today. And I'm cheering you on as you walk with the Lord today. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye for now.